Indiana faces a decline in literacy. Multiple state and national tests report young students struggle to learn strong vocabularies and phonics, the building blocks of reading. Now, state leaders hope a new law will reverse that. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports, K-12 schools and teacher prep programs will soon be required to use a science-based way of teaching literacy.
Only a third of Indiana fourth graders were proficient in reading in 2022, according to a test known as the Nation's Report Card. But one of the schools trying to change that is Adelante Schools on the south side of Indianapolis.
Vocab drop. This word, everybody.
Rejection.
This word is?
Rejection.
Rejection is a noun. It's a?
Noun.
And it means to.
Those kids were sitting through a spelling lesson that uses the science of reading. It's a decades-old collection of evidence-based research that focuses on sound and letter correspondence based on the way human brains process language. The practice incorporates the five main components of reading: phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension. And Tina Cowan with Adelante Schools has nearly 20 years of experience teaching reading. She says this teaching model is crucial to fixing Indiana's reading problem.
If we're not building that foundation, then when they get to third grade, it just all looks like a code to them that they don't know how to decode.
Adelante educators use reading science methods in kindergarten through eighth grade, and that means lots of enunciation and repetition. One method looks like teaching students to press their thumb to each finger as they pronounce each sound in a word. It's called tapping, and it helps kids break down the pronunciation, like this.
Tap it one more time.
Cool. Quid.
What's the word?
Quid.
That last sound is k. When we say our word, make sure it ends in k. So you've got quid.
Once students figure out the different parts of the word, they have to piece them all together.
The word is
quick.
Quick. The word is
quick.
The word is
quick.
Nice, Destiny. Okay, moving to the next one. Ready?
This way of reading sounds pretty simple, but many Hoosiers haven't been reading like this. Okay. A lot of instructors rely on the three cueing method. It allows budding readers to use pictures and context clues to guess unfamiliar words. But many researchers say that method doesn't actually teach students to read. They're partially just guessing based on what the picture shows and not using their reading knowledge to sound out a word. Eddie Rangel, the executive director of Adelante Schools, says that could be one reason why students continue to struggle to read once they reach upper grades.
This is not a new phenomenon, getting 7th and 8th graders who are struggling readers. And so what I'm really happy and be to see that the state is taking action to say, this is not just a school issue, this is a teacher preparation issue, and it's not just a kindergarten through 2nd grade teacher issue, it is an educator issue.
Under the new law, teachers are banned from using that instructional model. But with anything, there's probably going to be some pushback as educators transition to this new teaching style.
It's scary as a teacher to think, you know what, I've been doing this for 23 years and 80% of my kids learn how to read. Okay, but what's about that other 20%? What are we going to do there?
That was Tammy McMahon, Director of English Language Learners at the Logansport Community School Corporation in North Central Indiana. The district began using reading science 3 years ago, and she says that was tough for some teachers.
And so that's a scary situation for them, right? To switch everything that they, their whole method of teaching, and just go out on a limb.
Logansport's literacy scores for English language learners went up nearly 7 percentage points from 2021 to 2022. McMahon said their internal data has also shown some reading growth across the district.
At the beginning, it was rough. Like, I'll be honest, there were some heels in the sand at the beginning. However, they came on board, they gave it their all, and now that they're seeing the difference, we don't have those issues anymore. Teachers are like, okay, we've got this.
All Indiana schools must adopt a new curriculum using reading science practices in 2024. Elizabeth Gabriel, WFYI News.